Hi, my friend. I want to inspire you, empower you, and motivate you to get to your dreams, which will make you yourself, an evolved version of yourself, for you to feel great, amazing. And I have three tips to do just that. Number one is to actually know what you want. Check in with your body, with your heart, because you already know what you want. Maybe you haven't dared to, maybe you're scared, maybe you're halfway, maybe you quit before, but it's okay. This is the right time, you're listening to me, and if this resonates with you, it's time to check in with yourself and ask, what do I want? No matter the boundaries that you may have, or the self-limiting beliefs, or the age, and the gender, and whatever it is that may get in your way, you can achieve anything you want, basically. So you just have to know what you want. What makes you come alive? What makes you feel amazing? What brings you joy and pleasure? Okay, write it all down. It doesn't have to be just one idea. It could be 30 things or more. Okay, just write it all down on your phone, on your notebook, on your laptop, whatever it is. And check in with yourself. It's like, what would I like to do? For example, I love to exercise. I love to work from home. And so I decided because of that to do what I want to do, which is building my business. And that's number two. It's like actually take the actions towards what you want. So if I want a business, then I'm gonna take the actions and do the things. And every single day, do the things that bring you closer to your dreams and less from your past. Because your past is your past. Even if you had past successes, let's not build upon them because the past is past. Yes, you could bring some of your incredible skills and strengths and all the experience that you may have that may work for this new project or new business or new activity that you want to bring on. Maybe you used to do ballet and now you're going to do aerobics, which is what I did. And so, of course, I did use some of my past experience, like in ballet. I use it for my feminine fitness. I work in my body posture now, and now I'm even correcting some of my ballet poses because of that experience. I can know, hey, that is not working anymore, so how am I supposed to stand? And you know, it's something that I appreciate from my past. But if it's something like from what I used to do, which was to go everywhere and visit all the clients in person, I'm not doing that anymore. So I'm not gonna bring that past in, nor being in traffic all day, no. And all the reasons why I decided that I didn't wanna do what I did before. And I don't have in-person events anymore, even though I used to have events almost every single week, many times a week. And I decided to just say bye to that. So I'm doing less of what I used to do and more of what I like to do now, which is to do everything online with the videos, with the photos, with my presentations, with my courses and things like Fiber Power and teaching you more plant nutrition. And those are things that I really like. So what about you? Tell me, what do you want to do? And what actions would you have to take besides really backing yourself up? It's like having your own back is super important. And, you know, raising your vibe, as my podcast episodes are called, it's like Master Your High Vibe is basically the title. And I really believe in that, because even when it comes to my business, which is actually helping you get your best abs and your best body from the inside out, you know, I am using my expertise in nutrition for the microbiota part of nutrition, my life coach mindset for discipline and success, and definitely the movement that I learned in so many years. So, you know, it's interesting to bring on all of who you are, but also be able to let go of what doesn't serve you anymore or what you don't want to do anymore, okay? Which is something that I explained. And so it's important for you to know, are you doing something towards what you want? Maybe what you want is just to lose weight. Okay, are you actually eating more clean products? I mean, less processed foods? Are you drinking more clean water? having more fruits, having more lentils, legumes? More fiber, I would ask, you know? Are you moving around more? Are you getting physical? That's really important. So are you wasting less time or not having your energy drained in buffering activities? All that you have to ask for. And number three, which is super important for whatever you wanna achieve, is to keep going no matter what. And I put my hand on my heart because I just feel it for people who are so good at what they do, but they just quit. And you can't do that. You're never going to be successful if you quit. And at the same time, you're never going to be a failure unless you quit. So let's not quit, my friends. Let's actually keep going towards what we want. And it may be difficult. Right now, I could say I'm having a lot of challenges and obstacles, and they could be the rungs in the ladder, you know, for my success, of course. Eventually, I'll see it like, I'm like, I just had to go through all that, you know? So I could say I'm not finding it easy right now to go for my dreams, but you know what? I'm still going for my dreams, and I'm still gonna be, you know, building upon one day after the other. Sometimes I take 4 steps forward and 1 step back, sometimes 2 steps back, and it's like, oh gosh, I thought I was so far. But you know what? Even if you're supposedly further along, it's not better there than here, as my mentor, Brooke Castillo, explained. So that's really important to consider, because if you have this perseverance and this persistence to do it no matter what, no matter who, no matter anything, it's just like, you know, of course, you're going to be considerate and kind. You're not hurting anybody with the dreams that you want to achieve, but it all depends on you, really. Depends on your mindset of, really, are you going for yourself, you know, and so many things. And before I recap, I just want to say that going for what you want will have its own obstacles, and things are going to come up both in your mind and from other people. But are you willing to pay the price? Is it a price, really, or it's just part of the deal? It's like, yes, I consider it's all worth it. Are your dreams worth it? Because even if it's not better there than here, you know what we have now? We have hunger, because we want our dreams fulfilled. And I hope that you're always hungry for the next dream. You know, because I fulfilled some of my dreams already, you know, like working from home, like having beautiful clothes, like actually making tons of videos, which is something that I always wanted to do. But now it's like, no, I want to get to my next level. And that means I'm hungry for that. And I'm like, okay, figuring it out. I got to figure out how to do this in order to still be myself and do what I love, and at the same time make the money and reach all the clients that are the ideal clients for me, and people who are really interested in what I have to serve, what I have to give you. Okay, so if this resonates with you, please let me know. You can DM me for a consultation, possibly courtesy if you're a fit. And thank you so much. And yes, as I said, number one, know what's in your heart to do. What's your desire? What's your dream? What do you really want to get done? Number two, it's like, do the actions, take the actions, and don't take the actions that don't go for your dreams. And you know what those are, like smoking and drinking and socializing too much. And that's all relative, I know. But when it comes to putting toxins in your body, definitely let's not do that. Okay, let's detox and be healthy. And just keep going, my friend, because perseverance and grit, that's it. Okay, remember, don't quit. You're never gonna fail unless you quit. Okay, so let's be winners, yay. Keep going, thank you so much. Big hug, hope you enjoyed. And if you do, please like it, share with your friends. Till next time, thank you.